Welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. Today I have someone from Missoula, Montana, in the beautiful country up there, Paige Williams. She is an award-winning filmmaker, media entrepreneur, and author of The Creative Keys, a transformational framework that helps people unlock creativity, leadership, and personal growth. Her journey began in Mississippi, where she grew up in a conservative Southern Baptist home. After she came out and moved away, her parents started an ex-gay ministry in response. What followed was a profound journey through loss, addiction, and the search for meaning. Storytelling became her lifeline, and we're going to talk about that. Through filmmaking, she reclaimed her truth and built a media company. And through her journey from loss to addiction to purpose and impact, she developed the Creative Keys. And she founded at Oddpop, a global storytelling platform that has awarded over $10 million to more than 80,000 creators. Very impressive. Her
Oh,
work
thank you.
has been featured in Forbes, the New York Times, and screened at Slamdance, Hot Docs, and VidCon. She's led impact-driven campaigns that raised millions and influenced national policy. Paige, you are very, very, very accomplished. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Julie. It means the world.
So, you've said that storytelling saved you. What do you mean by that?
I think that by using my voice, I'm able to heal. And I think that's what we all do. And we all have that gift as humans. And so stories can heal us, but stories can also define us and limit us. So one of the creative keys is storytelling. And we look at
Okay.
what are the true stories we're telling ourselves, and what are the limiting stories we tell ourselves? But in my case, I found that whenever I use my voice, I feel more connected and healed. And I have to use my voice or I get sick. And so I've just always done that. I've always been a storyteller. You know, storytelling was important from sitting around my grandmother's table. We called her Big Mama. To my table at my home that I grew up with, and even now with my own kids, it's just really important. And then also just visually telling stories in filmmaking. And then I created a platform to help other storytellers tell their stories and get those out. So that's what I mean by it.
Very cool. So tell me, how did you discover that storytelling was healing for you?
I think it came after my first documentary, Mississippi Queen. So I went home to tell the story of my parents and I after I had graduated from with a grad degree in film from University of Montana. And that film was called Mississippi Queen. And it was about our relationship and how we stay with people we love, even if we fundamentally disagree about important things. Like God didn't make you this way versus absolutely, and God is love. And so
Right.
my relationship with my parents was pretty strained, as you can imagine, with 3,000 miles between us and them running this ministry. And then by sitting down and asking them the hard questions, we all three of us healed. And in that
That's good
time,
to
I had
know.
a child, and that was healing. And by the end of the film, it was shot over 2 summers. The last shot is my mother, and she's swinging on her front porch swing, and the sun is setting, and the ferns are blowing. And she said, "You know what? Let's just let God be God, and I'll just be your mom." And that changed our life and our relationship. And that film went on to screen at hundreds of film festivals and win awards. And every time I heard her say that, it did something inside me, and it did something to the audience. And so that was really powerful. And that's when I realized, like, oh, it's not just about the process of telling stories and getting a camera and recording audio. You can actually change hearts and minds. And so that really started my official career in storytelling.
Very cool. So have you been filmmaking ever since?
I went on and did another some short films in Haiti and told those stories, and then in I told a story called From Place to Place with my friend Matt about kids who age out of foster care and what happens to them when the government leaves and they turn 18. And then these two kids from young adults from Montana got to go to Capitol Hill and testify. And their testimony led to the biggest piece of child welfare reform in the last 50 years. And they're considered the grandparents of that that legislation. And so that was another example of storytelling, healing, and making change. And so then I decided to start Odd Pop, which is a video platform that's kind of like YouTube and a film festival mixed together.
Oh,
And so
cool.
then I started running a tech company, and I Googled how to start a tech company because I was a filmmaker, and been doing that for 12 years. And in that 12 years, I've made a couple of films, but really just focused on the tech company. And now that cycle is changing, and the creative keys came to me. And so now I'm doing this work of coaching and leading startup founders and entrepreneurs and executives through the wisdom I've gained of the healing and storytelling.
That's amazing. So you're bringing the behind the scenes, not the actual tech knowledge in your coaching, or is it a combination?
Well, I've learned a lot by raising doing a tech company. So I certainly have a lot of experience I share, but it's more about inner transformation. I got sober about 14 years ago, and I went through a big spiritual transformation again at that point. And then since then, in running the tech company, I've learned a lot. So it's a mix between like, here's some things we can do to help our companies grow and scale. But what the most important work is inner work. And so the Creative
Exactly.
Keys focuses on the inner work so that we can get clarity and courage and alignment and grow and scale companies we're actually meant to grow and scale.
So tell me about the creative keys. Tell me about several of them. And what do you seek in your coaching clients when they come to you? Where do you see the biggest struggles, that those keys help with?
That's beautiful. So there are 12 keys, and I say that key zero is the bottom, or like the indecision and the I'm tired of being indecisive,
Yes.
or something has to change. It's that thing that's like, okay, I'm finally admitting to myself that something has to change. And so key
Yes.
one is willingness. And so we have to be willing to change before anyone, before we can change.
Of
And then
course.
when we feel that, I don't know about you, but when I finally become willing, I feel hope, and that's key two. And then I feel courage, which is key three, to actually do something about it. And then key four, we get into surrender, because whenever I become willing and I have some courage and some hope, there's something I have to give up. There's something that wasn't working. And so I have to look at what am I willing to surrender and give up? And that's when we
That's the
get to key.
hardest one, I would imagine.
It is, although here comes some more.
Oh boy. Okay. More hard work. I love it. Let's go.
It's deep work. So the next one is storytelling, because there's some stories I've been telling myself that limit me. I am this. I am the daughter of this. I come from this. This is my old self. And so generally, when I look at those stories and I decide like, what stories am I telling myself that are limiting me? Then I have to come to key six, which is trust and release, that I can let go of those old stories and have a new identity, and it's going to be safe, and I'm going to be okay. And that's when we get to key seven, which is honesty. Like once I've said, okay, these are the stories, I'm trusting and releasing them. Then I have to get honest about, okay, who am I now knowing this information? And then that leads us to key eight, which is shedding. And so, okay, I've identified these stories. I trust that I'm going to be okay if I let them go. I get honest with myself about what I've learned since then, and then I'm going to shed whatever is no longer serving me.
So we've sacrificed, we've released, and now we've shed. So you pretty much, have three different areas or three different points in time where you are making the decision to get rid of something or
That's
to
right.
release something.
Because something's holding me back in order to get what it is that my soul is
Yeah.
calling for me, that seed that says, please answer this calling. And even though, I call that seed courage, and right next to it is fear, and that's okay. Courage doesn't mean no fear, it just means moving anyway, right?
Yes.
And then after we
It's
shed, we get to
beautiful.
key nine, which is trusting intuition, because by then, like, our soul is pretty quiet and it's time to go within and to listen. What are the next steps? Because we know we already have this inner knowing, it's just clearing it out. And then from that knowing comes key 10, which is beautiful, which is taking aligned action. So we now know a few things and we know what we're supposed to do. And we do key 10 of taking aligned action because of key 11, which is love and service. Because ultimately, that calling it always ends up being because of love and service to ourselves and to one another. And then the final key is key 12, and that's the gift that we get of awakening by following the call. So it's all intuitive. Like, we all know this. That's just the framework that I've created in order to, like, really get, and this is what the women get in my coaching, is clarity,
Yes.
courage, and taking aligned action. And how we get there. That's the framework I use.
That's beautiful. I think I'm also an executive coach for women, and one of the things that my framework, which is called RIDE,
Oh, tell me everything.
does
Yeah.
is reflect, and then imagine, and then decide, and then execute.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So,
Love it.
and the reason why I think a lot of us coaches are people who have been through some experience that have called us to this to help the service, love and service. A lot of it comes from that having to go through it and learn and trying. I don't know about you, but I tried to jump right to action.
Yes, always.
I skipped steps 0 through 9 and go right
Me
to
too.
action. Exactly. And I think having a framework like, the Creative Keys or the RIDE, or all coaches pretty much have
Yeah.
something like this to help slow people down, help them start to learn things about themselves, start to get rid of things that are not serving them, as you said. A lot of times at the beginning of a coaching, it's all up here and it's going around and around, and they can't do it themselves. That's the key. Speaking of keys. And by the way, my dog's name is Keys, but it's for Key
That's
West.
awesome. I
Yeah. Oh, well, I
love
wish it had been, this metaphysical thing, but no, it's
it.
Key West because we love going down there. Anyway, but yeah, thank you for describing that, because that is the journey that a lot of people do not realize that they need to go through, and that going through it alone, it can be done. It can be done. But I don't know about you, but I know I had to
I
go through
know.
therapy and all kinds of
Yeah,
stuff.
I wish I
So.
had had you when I was building businesses and making films, And that was like, I was really resistant to being a coach and calling myself a coach. And I was like, you know what? This is just love and service, because this is what I needed and I'm being felt called. So forget about my whatever that resistance is,
Yeah.
that story I needed to drop in order to become what is calling me. And that was quite a journey for me. Like, I was very resistant, but I needed the Julies of the world.
Well, this Julie needed other Julies before to
Yes.
get through it my own self. So tell me about how your addiction journey you mentioned
Yeah.
helped you build these keys and helped you realize your own need to let go of things.
I think for me, my experience is that I realized alcohol was no longer working for me. It was creating a lot of damage, and I became willing to stop. And so I did that. And then I had to go through a spiritual process of healing in order to stay stopped. And there are ways to do that that people can find if they're interested. I'm not going to talk about that. But what I learned in that spiritual journey really changed me. From the inside out. And I didn't I started Odd Pop 2 year about a year and a half after I quit drinking. And so I was already on that spiritual journey, and I think of Odd Pop as a spiritual journey, and like early sobriety, and then 12 years of like figuring stuff out while staying sober, and like being a female founder, LGBTQ in tech in Montana is no easy task. It is pushing a
Honey,
huge
I live in Florida.
boulder up a hill, a mountain. And so, like, staying sober through all that was a journey in and of itself, because I had to find other solutions to my discomfort. And so that's a part of the creative keys, and like going through this process with my full mind and body present. And that's been quite a journey.
Oh, I'm sure. Today, given the situation we have in the country today, at least in the United States, and so many more divisive things are happening in my mind, I mean, my experiences as an intuitive, and I'm sure you're an intuitive as well, being a storyteller, it has been rough to feel this pressure and this the pain of people during this time. And I know pain precedes growth, but when you're in it, what can you do to maintain your equilibrium and make sure that you're not allowing those things to poison you where you are right now in your growth journey?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I don't believe in putting our head under a rock and just waiting for it to go away. However, I have to understand that there are some things I can control and many things I cannot. And the only thing I can control is myself. And that societal transformation happens with each of us from the inside out. And so the only thing I can control beyond voting and giving my money to things I believe in and being of service in that way is loving myself and following what I am being called to do. And as long as I am deep in that key of 11, of doing love and service, then the things I can't control are easier to let go of, because I am doing the things I can and taking aligned action, which is really just answering the call of my heart and my soul.
Right.
And
I
so
think
it quiets the noise.
it does. One of the things that I've been doing is being active when I can be active and paying attention, making sure I'm not acting out of ignorance, but continually reminding myself that everything I do is in service of love. Everything. And sometimes I have to remind myself of that when I'm, when I get really angry with some of my relatives, frankly. But people, and also realizing that other people are on their own journeys. And I'm not in control of their journeys. I can help them if they need help, if they ask, but I'm not there to stamp them with something that means a great deal to me. So it's been difficult. I'm sure it
It
has been
is,
for
and
you
it's
as
hard to
well.
carry it for others, and that's what we're called to do. And
Yeah.
it's a beautiful calling and gift. And I think, one of the things I was talking about, the struggle to decide to be a coach or whatever I was going to call it, right? I was just like,
Yeah.
what do you call this? One of the things that made it easier for me was like, well, you're here to help a few women, so I can do that. Like, I do
Yeah.
that all the time. Like, that's easy, and we can call that whatever we need. But that's within my control and my calling. And so when I'm doing things like this and talking to you or talking to the ladies I help, like I feel centered and joyful, even in a noisy, unjoyful time. And I know that there's, again, I'm not negating anyone's pain. There's a lot of pain going on right now, but it's my salve. It's my ointment.
Yeah, me too. That's the only reason why I do this podcast is to gather the wisdom of women, because I do believe that women have the key to helping peace and acceptance and love really th thrive in this world. I really do. I think they have the key.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's just me.
And me. I agree.
All right, good. Oh boy. So tell me a little bit more about how people can find you and what you're doing currently with your what's next? Let's put it that
Okay.
way. What's next for you?
Yeah, so you can check any of my workout at pagewilliams.co, and on Instagram I'm Paige Williams Creates, and the Creative Keys book is being edited. It's with my editor, and then it'll come out probably in a couple of months. So I'm excited about
Oh,
that.
that's wonderful. That's
Yeah.
about when this will air. So hopefully
Oh,
we'll have the
great.
information at that point.
Great. And there's a Substack. You can follow me there for free content. And yeah, it's just my job is to just get it out into the world. So that's great. And then, of course, I do coaching. So if you're interested in that, you can check it out on the website.
That sounds wonderful. I have three questions that I ask at the end of every episode.
Let's do it.
Before that, though, I want to give you an opportunity to share any words of wisdom you want to make sure get on this podcast.
Whatever is itching inside your head or your heart or your gut, wherever you feel it, your throat, listen, answer the call, whatever that means. It could be writing a poetry. I don't care what it is. It could be starting a business. It could be parenting in a new way. It could be joining a book club. Whatever it is, whether big or small, that is ultimate fulfillment when you have that itch and you date an idea and decide if you're going to get married, but go through the path of seeing why it's calling you, because there's a reason for it.
And someone else probably needs whatever it is you're called to do.
100%. Thank you for
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
Okay. So now I want you to close your eyes really quickly. And in your mind's eye, what appears when I say wise woman?
Purple.
Purple. Tell me about that.
It's, I don't know. It's like I focused here because you said mind's eye, so it's
Yeah.
up there in that
The
chakra.
third eye, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just like royal empress, high priestess, like purple, gold, queen of cups. Like I can get pretty woo, but
Love it.
I just think that like purple for me is the color of feminine healing.
And it is actually my favorite color, and my favorite poem is When I Am Old, I Shall Wear Purple.
Me too.
Yeah. That was my grandmother's favorite poem, too. Okay, so the second question that I ask everyone is, where do you like to roam? And you can open your eyes for this one.
Oh, the beach.
The
I
beach.
mean, I
And what
roam
are you doing
daily.
in Montana?
Well, I love the mountains, and I have
Yes.
satisfied my calling for the mountains since 1999.
Okay.
And also I love the beach and I'm a Pisces, and so like I feel good in the ocean. So that's what's next. I'm raising some kids, and so I'm waiting for them to for a new chapter with after they're gone. But then I'm going to be down with you and at the beach.
Sounds good. We'll
Okay.
chill out and have a mimosa and
Yeah,
watch the
totally.
waves. That'll be
Yeah.
awesome. Okay, and the final question is, what makes you restless, but in a good way?
Oh my gosh, before you added in a good way, I thought everything.
I know. That's why I always add in a good way.
Think we're a lot alike, Julie. And
We
I like to
are.
rush to the end too. Like I made a decision last week that was a big decision, and I was like ready to just rip the Band-Aid off. And I was like, nope, I'm gonna pause. I'm gonna take these steps.
Pause. Yeah. Semicolon means pause. I have to refer to that a lot. Whoops, there it is.
We did a camp 2 years ago that was about play and pause. So where I think the restlessness in a good way comes up is when I get playful, when I get adventurous, when I have fun, when I say yes instead of no.
Exactly.
It's like getting where I'm going. It gives me that energy to move forward. I just need to make sure it's aligned.
Yes. And
But
we've
that's where
learned
it's
that the
good.
hard way, both of us, I'm
Yes,
sure.
totally. I love that. Restless in a good
Oh,
way. I like
that.
that reframing. Thank you for that gift today.
Oh, you are welcome. Welcome. So, thank you for coming on the show. I really, really appreciate it. Your energy is so calming and so matter of fact, and I love that. And I definitely think we need more pages in the world to help
Thank
us with
you.
this, especially us women who have a lot of crap going on in our head. Thank you so much for this. And I will make sure all the information on how to get to you, how to take advantage of your coaching, as well as your book, if you send it to me, will
I
be in the
will.
show notes.
We'll stay in touch. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you. I appreciate it.